Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Business Upside podcast. I am Professor Satyajit Chakrabarty. I'm Professor Alex Chakrabarty. I'm a professor with more than 20 years experience and more than 20,000 students spread across the globe from the United States, Canada, UK, Australia, India, all across the countries my alumni members are spread. Today's episode on the podcast is, do you think being a workaholic is a positive trait? I'll share and discuss that becoming a workaholic is a positive trait or not. The thoughts that I'll be sharing here are purely based on the expertise I gained staying in the corporate field and academia for decades. My professional advice has assisted numerous individuals deliver results and will help you do the same. Now, the ethic of working long hours results in success of the long term. As typical to me as a kid, where successful people did all the time they worked nonstop. As a result, I attempted to replicate it, and that was the real test of the determination to succeed. I used to spend hours on the schoolwork, essays, and library research as a student. Now, before moving on to any further discussion, let's dig deeper to what it means. In my opinion, a work-life balance is the best. Actually, the balance is the most important thing. Most workaholics, like myself, find it extremely difficult to clock out sometimes. But the workaholic is consumed with the achievement and joy, enjoying a life of fulfillment or meaning. However, again, let me tell you, a work-life balance is what is required. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think you're a workaholic? Let me help you identify. First, do you consider that you will be able to free some extra time to commit to work? Rather, you are never satisfied with your work. Secondly, do you find yourself working far longer than you expected? And do you put forth to elevate your feelings of guilt, worry, and helplessness and sadness? Well, you have been urged by others to cut back on work, but again, you haven't heeded their advice. But I tell you that a work-life balance is very, very important. It is very important to have family time, family vacations, and self-care. Actually, it is very important to have some time for your hobbies, for your leisure activity, for your exercises. It is very important to have some time where you do nothing, maybe 10 minutes, maybe half an hour a day, where you do nothing. It is just time for yourself. Even if you have a ton on the plate, please use some time every day for activities like your hobbies, like meditation, like exercise, like family time, and maybe some once a week, some vacation time, small outing, or, once a while, some small outing. As you go through your emails on a regular basis, you become one of those people who can't stop themselves from checking emails every 10 minutes. However, let me tell you that, again, work-life balance is very, very important to have a healthy, happy family life. To provide you with more clarity, let me discuss the case study of one of my students, Michael. Michael is now a married man with 3 children. Every day he worked 14 hours, and he sometimes extended his working hours from 6 to 8 hours a day to 14 hours over a 2-year period. He was highly compensated, he earned well, but because of his expertise, he was in high demand, and as a result, he traveled extensively for his job. However, he has grown to despise his profession despite the fact that his excessive labor helps him forget about the personal troubles, and he earns a lot, but he has become very gloomy, unhappy, worried, and angry with himself. He has poor self-esteem and he keeps himself so busy that he has stopped taking time for himself, and this has ruined his relationship with his family, his wife, his children, and he barely sees his children since in the weekdays they are in bed by the time he gets back from home. When on a family vacation, the first thing he did was he checked his voicemail, he checked his email, and because he was not in touch with his colleagues for a few hours. Now, what do you think happened? Well, although, it is legally, you know, it is a not classified as a diagnosable illness in the current form. However, it's a genuine mental health problem with serious consequences. Research says as a result of specific characteristics of a workaholic, which is employers who expect have a high level of job participation and employees who have a high level of desire to work and a low level of work enjoyment at the same time are more likely to be workaholics than those who have just one or two of the indicators. Furthermore, a substantial body of research has discovered that common workaholic tendencies include workplace participation, work stress, and work-life imbalance. Workaholics have the worst job and life satisfaction than non-workaholics. According to empirical research, workaholism is very harmful for one's health, for one's relationship, creating stress, burnout. It is very difficult to continue a workaholic life for long. It'll cause a burnout and severe depression. So a work-life balance by combining personal and family requirements along with the job obligations is likely to result in a much long-term work satisfaction. So it is evident from the case study also. Do you know that workaholism may have a detrimental impact on the workplace too? Why you ask? Yes, it does. It has high absenteeism, high turnover. It has, you know, employees behaving angrily, behaving badly with their colleagues. And in reality, workaholic supervisors' highly unattainable demands may cause resentment, conflict, and bad morale amongst employees. And although the CEO and managers may feel ecstatic when they recruit someone who is eager to work extended hours, it is detrimental to the organization and the individual's mental health in the long run. So, knowing why workaholism is a positive trait, what can be done to fix this? First of all, you can set up some work stop time and stick to it. After your workday is done, make a list of things you want to do. Set some time aside for your hobbies, for your own time, and time for your friends, for your family, and make it, you know, try to adhere to it every single day. Still, if you're having trouble, go to a professional counselor or attend self-help groups such as Workaholics Anonymous to check into a residential treatment if you think it's going out of hand. I believe that the greatest method of action is to create self-awareness of any workaholic tendencies you may have. Keep track of the time you spend at work and pay attention when your professional life is interfering with your personal life. It is important to take frequent vacations, and appropriate limits may aid in the development of a work-life balance that will keep you from becoming a workaholic. To conclude, I'd like to present a notion: working long hours creates an intriguing dynamic. People make more money if they work more hours. However, becoming workaholic can cause a lot of damage to mental health, to relationships, to work, and burnout. So it is very, very important to keep the workaholism at check and to have a wonderful work-life balance. Okay, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Wait, tune for some more exciting topics in the next podcast. Till then, see you next time. Bye for now.